funk cruising in on those final few minutes of this session. All the way from Brooklyn, New York, we've been in the mix with DJ Acalypse, throwing down some soul, sweet, rough soul, and the man, soulful hip hop too. You definitely have a sound. I could feel like the same kind of essence behind the soul selections, and your approach on the hip hop fit in pretty nice.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
And we had some Nas new and old. Static played the new tracks off the album, and you had some crazy long lost acetate. What's the story with that?
I guess originally it's called Understanding. That was like a Illmatic time thing, and it never made the album. And somehow the tape got handled, and someone cut acetates, and some people have the real acetate to that.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice addition to the playlist. Never played before.
I'm glad that one leaked one way or another. And yeah, man, like, tell me more about Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That was a nice track.
Friday, Saturday, Sundays. Yeah, that's something we're hoping to put out on the label as well, to reissue. It's a Clarence Reed production. That's a nice tune, right? That's a big piece. Yeah, for sure.
And the Timothy McNeely, was that was the Al Green cover?
That was the Al Green cover.
That was nice, man.
Yeah, we reissued that already on Truth and Soul. The other side of that 45 is What's Going On, the Marvin Gaye one. Yeah, those are two nice versions right there. That's a heavy record too.
So what's the next release to drop? Do you know yet?
The next release to drop is the Faithful Man Instrumentals, comes out like the 7th of August. And then the two tracks from Liam Bailey that I played, Please Love Me and On My Mind, those are dropping on the 21st of August, the 45. There's a video for Please Love Me. And then we have a reissue project, just a 45, two cuts off this woman Shirley Nanette's album. That's coming up. There's a bunch more. And then the Lady record is top of next year, which is a big deal. And also the Ghetto Brothers album, I played a cut off of there. It's a really obscure, rare New York record, late 60s. Ghetto Brothers was a big gang in the city when gangs were thriving like that, and they were like the first positive guys, and they cut a record as like teenagers. It's a really crazy blend of all these different musics that were going on. It's pre-hip-hop in the South Bronx. It's pretty crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, that. And we're also going to put Lee Field's Let's Talk It Over record that was out, came out in like 79, I think, originally. We're reissuing that, and there's a bonus disc on there with a bunch of really hard to find 45 sides.
Was that the one with Funky Screws, one of the tracks, and then the same album?
Yep.
Nice. That's some Raleigh Fields right there.
Yeah. And some of the sides we got, this guy Richard Lewis, who's like the most avid Lee Fields collector ever. It's incredible. He came to my house and let us rip some of the records. He came up on a record that really no one had even heard of or knew existed. Is Lee's that guy. It's like, you're like, Lee, what about this record? He's like, oh, that record? Yeah, you know, some tough stuff on there. So it'll be good for Lee Fields fans for sure.
Nice. Well, keep your eyes on truthandsoulrecords.com. Yeah. All the new releases. And of course, we have to remind you, tomorrow night you can go out and catch Acalypse live. It's going on at formerly Vinyl, now called Le Blurry. I can't wait. It's a nice spot. Definitely a big shout out to Seb, who's doing things right with the rejuvenation and renaissance of that space. Keep your calendar clear for August 11th. Ruby Jane and I are going to be doing a session down there as well, so I look forward to that. But tomorrow night, it's on DJ Acalypse at Le Blurry. Anything you want to add, Rahel? No. We're looking forward to having her come and do another sweet soul session sometime, maybe later in the summer. It's official now that we just announced it, so it's got to happen. Static, any last words before we move out of here?
Yeah, just trying to push the We Funk European Tour hard right now. That's going down November, December. And we basically will take wherever people book us. So we're down to try new countries. Of course, we got the usual suspects in the mix. We got Germany, France, Switzerland, places like that, that we're hoping to revisit. But yeah, trying to expand. Always get in touch on Facebook if you're interested. DJ Static, We Funk, Mike Lai, even. You can find me at all those places. Lurking.
Yep. always. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to have my feet back on European soil in the fall. So definitely looking forward to it. Yeah, we're kind of stretching our time here. It's almost 5 minutes past. So that's about all the time we have. Tune in next Friday night for another session of We Funk. And in the meantime, we'll see you down at Le Blurry tomorrow night for the Acolypse session.
Thanks for having me up.
Yo, man, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, you sounded good.
Keep coming back to Montreal, man. Next time, we'll do it again.
Right on.
Official. Doors open. Anytime.
Right on. Thank you, guys.
All right. We're out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Yo, we definitely in here all the way live. Defenders of the Faith.
Yeah, yeah.
Big shout out to Tone Mason, K-Rack, Kimo, what's good?
Yeah. Yeah, I bring you closer to the truth. Every time